In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. It is an eye-opening thing to have the gospel readings that we are so accustomed to hearing explained from the heart and the soul of a holy and saintly man. St. Nikolai Velimirovich, when he reads this reading, sees it so much more intimately, with such great lessons for us, things that we've missed for all our lives. How many times have we heard the telling of this miracle of Jesus on the Sabbath day in the synagogue, where he had gone to pray along with others, to pray along with those whom he had created at the beginning, to pray along with them. Often he would go off on his own into the desert, up onto a mountain, and pray before God the Father, united to our humanity, praying in the Holy Spirit for us. He has no need to pray with his creatures, his people. But he had come to save the world and to save all of them. And he goes and he prays along with them, amongst them. And when he goes there, he sees among the people a woman who has come at great difficulty, because it's difficulty for her to go anywhere, to do anything. She has come to the synagogue to be with all of the others and to pray to God, to glorify God, even in her condition, with this infirmity that bends her head down to her knees, bows her down to her knees, so she is not able to see the heavens, the sky, the stars at night. She's not able to see the glory of the world around her. She's not able to see the faces of others around her. And everywhere she goes, she is treated as though she is something not even fully human. Something different, something frightening, something almost not to be touched. And there is a great contrast here, St. Nikolai points out to us, between the divine love that Jesus Christ treats her with, and on the other hand, the self-love of the Pharisee who is the ruler of the synagogue. Two opposites, two possibilities that fight for dominion in our soul, because we can love with a spiritual love like the love of Christ. He came into the world in order to bring the reality of that love to us as one of us. And it is possible for us, any of us, to join with him in that spiritual love and compassion of others. And the alternative is the self-love of the Pharisee. St. Nikolai talks about the fact that two miracles occur in this reading. Not just one, but two. And the first is the miracle of light. Jesus, our Lord, Christ, God, sees this woman and he looks at her and sees her. He addresses her in such a way that St. Nikolai says restores her dignity. She is not simply this bent and misshapen being. He calls her with the same dignity that he would call out to the first parent, Eve, in the garden. Woman, you are freed from your infirmity. He does this out of his own love and divine compassion. He doesn't do it as a lesson. He doesn't do it as a response. This woman is unable to see the face of Christ. She doesn't ask for mercy. She is humbled by her bodily condition. He doesn't ask her for faith. He simply heals this woman who is in this twisted condition that is unworthy of her humanity. Woman, you are loosed from your infirmity. And then there is the response of the ruler of the synagogue. St. Nikolai calls it a second miracle. He calls it a dark miracle. How is it possible that anyone could respond as the Pharisee responds to the healing of this woman? A woman for 18 years whose body has been bent double like this. All of that suffering, all of that pain. And she is healed of this infirmity. She is able to stand, straighten up, and see the faces of those about her. Able to walk with the dignity of any other human being. And the response of the Pharisee is, he is outraged that this has been done in his synagogue on the Sabbath. He doesn't have the courage to respond directly to Christ. Instead, he says to the people and to the woman who's been healed, making her at fault, making them at fault, but in his heart, holding Christ at fault. There are 6 days to come to be healed. Come on then, not on the Sabbath day. The Sabbath day is holy. But it's not the law that the Pharisee is concerned with. He is driven by his own self-love. That, it seems to me, is an insight that I would never have had on my own without St. Nikolai pointing out to me that this is the contest that's going on here between the compassionate, spiritual, divine love of Christ, the incarnate Son of God himself, on this woman, and the incredible response of the Pharisee, who cares nothing for this woman or her pain, who can't see the presence of Christ God, the only one who would be able to do the things that he does. There are so many self-righteous, self-loving that Jesus meets. It's as if they can't see him. Anger drives out love, we are told. You cannot be angry and love at the same time. And this man is consumed by his anger. And the root of it, St. Nikolai says, is his self-love. St. Nikolai explains to us the nature of this self-love. We have a choice between the love of God and the love of men, the love of others on the one hand, so that we can be as Christ is, loving compassionately, or we can rebel and reject God and others, and we can instead choose a third alternative. Men have chosen neither love for God nor love for men, St. Nikolai says, but a third thing, neither love for God nor love for men. They have chosen self-love, and this is a barrier that separates them from God and from men, leaving them completely isolated. All of us know this isolation within ourselves. All of us have this infirmity of self-love that bends us down away from others, away from God, and toward the earth. Loving only himself, St. Nikolai says. A man loves neither God nor his fellow men. Not even the man in himself. Not even the man in himself. We are not our passions, our desires, our lust for respect, our lust for the things of this world. All of those things are our passions. Passions are things that we have. But in us, there is a being that God has created, invisible to us, because we identify with all those passions and desires. It is that being, that person that God created, who is the one who is bent over toward the earth and is suffering. Each one of us is created to be a human being, like the man that God reveals as the new Adam. Jesus Christ. We identify with the creation of Adam and Eve in the garden. We identify with Adam and Eve as fallen, We take the fallen condition of the world as normal. But we should dare to take Christ himself, the new Adam, as our example. He is the one who reveals what a human being is meant to be, what a human being is. Within each man and woman, there is a human being who is suffering under the illness, the sickness, and the weight of the passions and desires, the missing of the mark, the sin, because sin is not the breaking of a rule or a law. Sin is the missing of the mark, the missing of the mark of being as Christ is, as we are able to be, not because of any power or capacity of our own, but because we can be as God created us to be, at one with Christ, if we are humble enough to abandon our self-love and love God and others, then we will be able to discover the man in us, male and female, he created mankind. We will be able to discover the man in us that God created, the one that each one of us as a individual person can be, whose life is going unlived because we live instead the life of passions and desires and self-love. Were he to love the man in himself, St. Nikolai says, he would quickly become a lover of God and man, because there is this oneness between us as God has created us in his image and likeness and God himself. That's why, if we love that in us that is created in the image of God and is meant to be like God, we will begin to love God himself, because we can only be that person that God has created by loving God. And then we would go seeking man and God in other men. Then, loving God, seeing that there is that in us that is meant to be like God, we would go and seek other human beings to love them, because by loving them we are able to love God. That is how we are meant to be. And we would have compassion for those who are suffering. We would not judge them or fault them because of their submission to their passions. We would have compassion on the suffering person who is bent over by their identification with their passions and their desires, just as we see that we are ourselves. Self-love, St. Nikolai says, is not love. Self-love is rejection of God and contempt for men, whether that contempt is open or concealed. And now, we can see how it's possible this dark miracle, ignoring this miraculous healing, can occur. He is blinded by his anger, blinded by his self-love, incapable of loving God, incapable of loving others. This is, as St. Nikolai calls it, the dark miracle that prevents us from living the life that God has created us to live. The Pharisee's soul, the Pharisee's mind, is as twisted as the body of the woman had been twisted. Self-love bends him down to the earth, bends us all to one degree or another down to the earth, so that we crawl through this life focused on the world, as though there were no God above, as though there were nothing divine within us that is meant to love God. We are bent over, and in this illness, we have this infirmity. We seek our satisfaction from the things of the world, and we are not able to stand straight up. And we seek the pleasures of the world, and they fail to satisfy us. We don't know anything about the spiritual pleasures, spiritual joy, the experience of eternal life already now, which we can have by loving God and others, and seeing that we are meant for something higher than simply submission to our passions and desires and a life in this world without the experience of the presence of God in us and in others. That joy is available to us. God is most present of all in others and in those suffering others that we can respond to, recognizing that all of us suffer from this self-love that blinds us to the presence of God in others. St. Nikolai comforts us with these words. He says, while a man is in this mortal body, his soul is also twisted to a greater or lesser extent. Christ calls to all those whose spirits, souls, and minds are twisted. He alone is able to straighten that which this world with its fiendish strength hath twisted. We have responded to the presence of sin and suffering and death in the world and become twisted. All of us to one degree or another. None of us is in a position to condemn others for not being as they ought to be. Once we recognize that our own condition is the same as theirs, then we can begin to learn compassion. Then we can begin to respond to God's desire to straighten us out of our bent condition. Christ calls out to us as he called out to the woman. O woman, O man, be released from your infirmities. How we respond is up to us. Our choice is either to respond in humility and to love him and to love others, or to respond like the Pharisee. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.